Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into, from NBA free agency talk to Major League Baseball being played in London. We've got golf going on. We've got World Cup action happening. Holy cow, I am spinning like crazy here. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. And yeah, and hey, even your favorite sport, tennis, is coming up here in with Wimbledon in like next week or two. So we got a lot going on, man. So let's get to it.
Actually, that starts on Monday, my friend. And yeah, it's just unbelievable. Rafael Nadal not happy about the seeding and the way that things going on there. But truth be told, yeah, man, we've got Wimbledon right ahead of us. And it makes me think about Roger Federer and his greatness and his dominance on the grass. And then obviously on the other side, you have Serena. Can she get this championship? I mean, she's been struggling. She's stuck on 23. So, yeah, man, you're right. The Wimbledon's going to be fun. The sports world right now is so much fun. We've got the All-Star game coming up here really soon, too. So we are definitely not at a loss or a lack of things to talk about. And free agency, bro, unbelievable what's going to happen in the NBA. So I say buckle up and get ready, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, make sure it's strapped in. And as a Celtics fan, hello, Kemba.
All right, my man. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with our professor of sports, John Poulter. So keep it close, everybody. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Losing hair sucks, and 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. If you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor and to hide under hats. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. And for a limited time, receive your first month of Keeps free by going to keeps.com/fish. That's keeps.com/fish.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And please check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, as we know, at this time each and every week, for the most part, barring anything happening strange, we always hook up with our good friend John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada, and we like to call him our professor of sports. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. We've already got baseball being played right now at 8 in the morning here on the West Coast, and then obviously early on the East Coast. But just real quick, before we get too deep into our discussion, what do you think of baseball in London?
Well, having grown up in England, and I mean, it's a long time since I lived in England, so I'm comparing apples and oranges here, but I'm a little surprised that there would be any interest in it, frankly. I mean, obviously, it's on TV in England now. It wasn't when I was a kid growing up there. So it's a different sports world. I think it's great for them to see a different sport. I mean, the NFL has been going over well there. But I have to wonder how the players feel about this. Traveling all those miles to play one series in a season when they're on the road, for most of the time, flying somewhere or staying in a hotel, I have to wonder if this is an inconvenience that the players really like and can live with. I'm not really a big fan of it, but you know, on the other hand, if it's spreading the game globally and it's creating interest globally, I suspect it's a good thing. And clearly, it's an opportunity for Major League Baseball and the teams involved to sell more merchandise. And we all know that merchandise selling and money-making is a big part of professional sports today the world over.
John, good morning. Hopefully everything is good up there in Toronto. You're not, you know, losing it over Kawhi just yet. I would think not. But, you know, with baseball and the All-Star game coming up, buddy, you know, are there some players out there that are All-Star worthy that they're not getting the publicity or the votes to get in the game, in your opinion?
Oh, I'm sure there are. You know, it's not something that I've thought about, quite frankly, because I'm starting to believe that the voting for the All-Star game is a little bit of a farce. I think it's done on popularity. The mere fact that the fans are allowed to vote and the rosters are expanded and every team has to have a player, I think they need to rethink this thing, and I think it needs to go back to the managers and the coaches, the guys that see these guys play every day, and we might get some legitimate all-stars there. The Blue Jays are having a terrible season. The Baltimore Orioles are having a terrible season. And I sit back and I wonder, who, if anybody, should be going to the All-Star game from those teams. If it's a question of the game's best players, chances are the game's best players are not on Baltimore. They're not on Toronto. I have to think that it's time for Major League Baseball to rethink this, and that way we might get the appropriate players going to the game. Unfortunately, it's become a bit of a sideshow, and that's very disappointing because I've always felt that Major League Baseball was the best of the major sports All-Star games. It was the most realistic All-Star game.
Speaking of All-Star games, I did notice that Christian Yelich, one of the game's best, if not the best, is playing, obviously, the second highest vote getter, but will also be in the Home Run Derby. And the reason I'm making a point of this is because in all the other sports, it seems like the stars shy away from, let's say, for instance, in the NBA, the dunk contest. You're not seeing LeBron James do that. How cool is it that Christian Yelich, being one of the game's greatest players, is doing the Home Run Derby? And what does that say to his peers and people in other sports, to be quite honest with you, John?
Well, I think the issue with them participating in the so-called skills contest, Sandy, is that, A, it's a time-consuming issue, but B, they clearly don't want to get hurt. And we've all seen in the Major League Home Run Derby several times that a guy who's done well in the Home Run Derby has kind of tailed off a little bit for the balance of the season. And I think if I was Yelich or the Brewers, that's the thing that I would be the most concerned about. But in terms of what it says to the rest of the players is, hey, I'm a reigning MVP, and I'm going to do this. I think you guys should do it as well. I look at some of the names in that home run contest, and I think it's something that's lived its course, quite frankly, and I'd like to see it disappear.
Interesting. Hey, just real quickly on that note, Ketel Marte, what do you got to say about him? What an unbelievable story that is, right?
Yeah, he's turned it around. He's having one heck of a season, and from what I understand, he's a very great person as well. So I think it's good for the game that he's turned it around. It's nice to see a name that we haven't heard very much in the past do well in the game, and more power to him.
John, going into, we get into July and then we start thinking about the trade deadline, who's going to be the buyers, who's going to be the sellers. Who do you think at this point are going to be the buyers?
Well, you always look at the Yankees from the standpoint that they have the biggest checkbook. They're never afraid to get the checkbook out of the drawer. They do have a nice lead right now in the American League East, which means that they're probably less inclined to have an immediate need and therefore less inclined to overpay. They're 7 games up on Tampa Bay, 10 up on the Red Sox, the other two teams, as we mentioned, not having stellar seasons. So I think if the Yankees have to worry about anybody, it's the Rays and the Red Sox. I still think the Yankees need to do something about shoring up their pitching, specifically their starting pitching. But at the end of the day, we have to sit back and say that here's a team that has survived the first 3 months of the season without many of their stars. They've had one or more of their stars injured for all of the season, and here they are still with a 7-game lead in what's probably one of the tougher divisions in Major League Baseball. So perhaps there's not that need to go out there, but I see the Yankees going out and doing something. I think the Phillies have to decide whether they are close enough to the Braves to take a run at them. I think that the National League Central, as we often discuss, is such a close division. I think if we see one team make a move there, we'll probably see two or three teams make a move. Everybody will say, if you've got your guy, I got to go out and get my guy. So that will almost be a domino situation, I think, and very reactionary. And in the National League West, I look at the Dodgers with an 11-game lead. I don't really see anybody catching them. So we're probably in a situation where we're looking at teams that are in the wild card race, trying to get back into that race, and looking at the wild card races, they're both fairly close. You look at even the Chicago White Sox, who have a sub-500 record, they're only 6.5 games out of a wild card spot. So a good run by the White Sox could get them there. Same thing in the National League. The Cincinnati Reds in last place in their division are only 5.5 out of a wild card spot. So I think a lot of it's going to be reactionary. And I think what's going to be more interesting is to see the teams that have thrown up the white flag and said, hey, we're going to start selling some guys. What can you give us?
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, for a long time, we've always said, you know, the National League Central, the most competitive division in baseball, the best division in baseball. I've been watching a little bit recently, and I'm not seeing much good baseball being played. I'll be honest with you, John. I think these teams are pretty lousy, to be quite honest. And the fact that, you know, you've got the Cubs who are 7 games over 500. The Brewers are 5 games over 500. St. Louis, a game under 500. I mean, at what point do we call it the way it really is? I mean, you know, we've heard people say you are what your record is. I'm sorry, but I'm starting to think that this division is just kind of lousy in general.
Well, it's the old story, Andy. When a division is close, is it because all the teams are good and they're competitive? Or is it the fact that all the teams are mediocre and, you know, they're playing each other? So I used to think that there was a lot of talent in that division, and I still think there's a tremendous amount of talent in that division. But what we're starting to see, as you've pointed out, is the top teams coming back. And, you know, even now we look at the Cincinnati Reds in last place in that division, only 6 games under 500, only 6.5 games out of the lead. So
it's crazy. It is absolutely wild. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. John Poulter, professor of sports, will be back with him. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
And he swings and lifts one in the air to deep center field. And going back is Acuna, reaching up, can't get it off the top of the wall and gone. And there's the first hit of the series for Christian Yelich, his 19th bomb of the year.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Michaelis throws. Fly ball, center field. Bader back at the track, and it is gone! Yelich's first of the year, and he gives the Brewers a 4-3 lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I stick my neck out for nobody.
All righty, everybody. Sorry about that. Welcome back in, Andy Dorf. Mike Wilson, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A ton of things to get into. Talking baseball right now with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. And John, we're talking baseball right now, and we've talked a little bit about the Yankees and this and that and the other in both leagues. But one team we forgot to mention, well, actually a couple, few teams we forgot to mention, Minnesota Twins, the way that they're playing. The Houston Astros all of a sudden are right there in the mix of things. And then the Dodgers, who are just, I mean, we mentioned them, obviously, but they're just smoking the competition. It's unbelievable, the winning clip that they're winning at. And they get it from everybody, whether it's veterans, rookies, you name it. They're getting contributions from all over the place. I said it a while ago, and I want you to tell me I'm wrong or give me some scenarios in which I will be wrong. But if I remember correctly, very early in the season, maybe even before the season, I said, I think it's the Yankees and the Dodgers. This is going to be their seasons, their years. Tell me why the Houston Astros or the Minnesota Twins may have something else to say about it. And then who in the National League in general would have something to say about the Dodgers? Because right now, I mean, are the Braves the biggest threat to the Dodgers in the National League right now, John?
Well, yeah, without being cynical and saying that the Dodgers might be the biggest threat to the Dodgers, given how they've collapsed in recent years when they've had great regular seasons and then sort of not played quite so well in the postseason, I'd have to agree with you that Atlanta seems to be the best bet to give the Dodgers some grief at the end of the season. You know, let's not discount the fact that the teams in the National League Central can't be this mediocre for the whole season. So let's not count out whoever wins that National League Central. So that would be the Cubs, the Brewers, and the Cardinals. And the Cubs and the Brewers, to me right now, sort of are the two teams that are in the driver's seat in that division. If those teams got hot at the end of the year, I could see them giving the Dodgers a bit of a run. But right now, I think the Braves would be the team that I'd have to say would be their biggest challenger. I mean, a month ago, the Phillies had a 2- or 3-game lead over the Atlanta Braves, and now the Braves have a 6.5-game lead over the Phillies. Phillies are going to have to play reasonably well just to make the postseason. They're going to have to go 47-32 in their last 79 games just to get to 90, and we always kind of use 90 as being a benchmark for getting into the postseason. So I think Philadelphia has kind of dug themselves a little bit of a hole in the last 30 days. In the American League, the Astros, I've always thought the Astros were a good team. I've always thought they were very solid. I always thought they had a lot of depth. They surprised me tremendously 7 to 10 days ago when they went through that horrendous losing streak for them of 6 or 7 in a row. I think it ended up at 7. And then they finally righted it on the Sunday night in Yankee Stadium against the Yankees. And since then, they've started to play well again. But, of course, they've had some injuries too. But Minnesota is probably the team out of all of the ones you mentioned that has surprised me the most. I knew that American League Central was kind of up for grabs because Cleveland, in my mind, was a mediocre team and they were the reigning champions. The other three teams are sort of in the process of rebuilding. But I look at what Minnesota has done this season, and here's a team that could go 37-43 in their last 80 games and still win 90, which should get them into the postseason. They're scoring a ton of runs. They're hitting a lot of home runs. They're getting a lot better pitching than we anticipated. If you're asking me who's the biggest surprise so far this season, Minnesota would be my answer.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. My only concern for them is their postseason struggles. You know, they've been known to have very successful regular seasons, and then, you know, they got to meet like the Yankees or, you know, one of the big dogs in the postseason, and that's when the Minnesota Twins just they somewhat crumble at that point, John.
Yeah, they do, and I think that to Mike's point earlier, I think the Twins are probably one of the teams that, even though they have a good lead in their division and can pretty well punch their playoff ticket now, I'd have to think if I'm running the Twins, I'd be looking to shore up my pitching staff a little bit. You could never have too much pitching when you get to the postseason. We've said that a million times. It's never going to change. I think if the Twins really want to make their mark this season, when every other team is throwing out their best three or four guys rather than their fourth, fifth, and sixth guys, I think that the Twins have to make some kind of a move in terms of their pitching staff. Their farm system is strong enough that they can do that. I think a lot of it's going to depend just where they are around the middle of July. And if they're still comfortable, I still think they're going to go out and get somebody. If they start to fall behind a little bit, then they're definitely going to have to get out and find somebody. But I still think the Twins are going to be looking for pitching come July 31.
John, just, you know, we're basically at the beginning of July here, so it's still kind of early. But who are your MVP candidates and who are your Cy Young candidates at this point so far?
I'm not really sure that anybody has stood out in my mind, Mike, for any of those awards, perhaps with the exception of Cody Bellinger for the National League MVP. Christian Yelich, as Andy has pointed out, will have an awful lot to say about that. He's having a tremendous season and after having won the award last year. But I think all the other races, quite frankly, are wide open because we've had so many dominant teams and so many bad teams that it's become very hard to put any kind of a marker on these guys. We've got four teams that are on pace to win 100 games. We've got four teams that are on pace to lose 100 games. So that's 8 out of 30. That's 26%. So over a quarter of the teams are at the very top or at the very bottom, which means you've got a whole bunch of mediocrity in the middle. I can see it being a race, but I think right now the one certain that I would look at, unless he gets hurt, is Bellinger, and I still think Yelich will have an awful lot to say about that.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us as he does each and every Sunday, right around 8:12 a.m., Pacific Standard Time, and then we keep them for 20 minutes or 25 minutes or so. John, let me ask you this, since we're kind of going around things here. Rookies, a lot of rookies having a huge impact on the game so far, and most notably, like I said, for the Dodgers. But I find it interesting that young guys can come into the bigs and have such a huge impact right away for their team. So talk about some of the rookies and the impact that they're having.
Well, I think that the concept of the rookie has changed a lot over the years. We used to see a rookie progress starting in rookie ball, going to short season A, going to full season A, going to advanced A and so on, spending a year or more at AAA. By the time a player got to the majors, he was probably, unless he was a superstar, he was probably age 26. We're now looking at a totally different situation where teams are investing a tremendous amount of money in guys they draft, mostly from the college ranks and from the high school ranks. And now, of course, we've got this situation where we're signing international free agents, and a lot of these guys are close to major league ready. So rather than a guy being drafted and taking 5, 6, 7 years to get to the major leagues and starting out at the bottom and watching him progress through that that chain of teams in a minor league system. We're now getting guys that are impact players that are coming in, and I guess a guy like Acuna from last year would be the one that stands out. I mean, here's a guy that kind of came out of nowhere. You know, we sat and looked at guys like Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and we've been watching him for 2 or 3 years and saying he's going to be coming up. Bo Bichette, the same thing. Kevin Biggio, the same thing. And I'm thinking specifically Toronto players here because they're the guys that are now in the Blue Jays lineup. But for the most part, it's a whole different concept than it used to be. Teams are investing more money in guys when they draft them. They want a return quicker, so they're bringing them up quicker. It's becoming a much younger game, and therefore it's a totally different game.
Yeah, interesting. All right, John. So we've been avoiding it for a long, long time with you, but we got to ask you before we let you get out of here. Kawhi Leonard, how you feeling about him returning to the Toronto Raptors?
I think it's 50-50, and Kawhi Leonard is such a private individual. He doesn't let his feelings be known or show them publicly. So obviously nobody knows what he's thinking. He hasn't shared his thoughts with anybody. I think it's going to come down to one of two things. It's going to come down to, does he value the concept of playing in his hometown more than he values playing with a team that he just won a championship with and a team that can get can give him a bigger contract and a longer term? I think we're going to find out what drives Kawhi Leonard by the decision he makes. If he wants to go home, it'll be the Clippers or the Lakers. If he likes where he is and he wants to make money and that's his primary focus, he'll stay. But I think it's 50-50 right now, and I'm hoping he's leaning towards staying.
Great stuff, John Poulter, as always. We appreciate your time. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking it down. We usually talk a little hockey. Didn't have time to do that, but we did get some NBA in there about Kawhi Leonard. So good stuff as always. We got to take a break. We're going to come back and continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Towering drive right center, Cody Bellinger.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Losing hair sucks, and 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. If you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor and to hide under hats. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. And for a limited time, receive your first month of Keeps free by going to keeps.com/fish. That's KEEPS.com/fish.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Here's a step back. Yes, again. Kawhi Leonard from downtown.
Leonard. Oh, that is a man's jam. Kawhi Leonard to the rack.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
Oh, yeah, baby. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the NBA free agency. Let's talk about Major League Baseball. Let's talk about tennis. Let's talk about World Cup soccer. Let's talk about whatever's on your mind at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike. So, it's only a few hours away, like, I don't know, six some hours, something like that, 6 hours and 19 minutes away from happening, where we're going to have the NBA free agency frenzy start happening. We're going to have guys like Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving on the move. Going to be a fun time. Going to be a lot of fun. But with that being said, do you have any idea, like, what's going to happen, my man? Like, seriously, do you have any clue what's going to go down? Is Kawhi going to play with KD? Is that real? Like, are we really hearing that Kawhi and KD may be teaming up now?
Yeah, and, you know, you hear it from people who are extremely dialed in to the NBA, like Rick Bucher and, you know, Stephen A. and people like that that have been covering it for forever. You know, look, no one knows what's going to happen. I mean, even John Poulter said with Kawhi, like, he plays it. He doesn't let his emotions out. He doesn't let people know what's going on. So, you know, with Kawhi, it's, you know, you might as well just make a bet and spin the wheel, and whatever it ends up on, it ends up on. But, you know, I'm interested to see where Jimmy Butler ends up, see if he goes, you know, to the Rockets or to the Heat, or, you know, just what's going to happen with him. I think the Kawhi KD stuff is going to happen later in the week. I don't think that they've necessarily made up their mind. I'm interested in what does Brooklyn do with Kyrie? I mean, are they going to sign him even though they don't have an idea for sure if KD's coming or a Jimmy Butler's coming with him? Because we've seen what happens when Kyrie's by himself and he's the main guy. It doesn't really end up probably the way that fans think it's going to end up. But, you know, look, you even got your guy there in Milwaukee. He's going to sign the max. But you and I both thought that they were going to have to overpay for him to keep him. And then Miricic is, you know, he's going back to the Euro League, which I find a little interesting, but that must be a money thing as well. But it's, man, this for the NBA, I mean, you got the week of the draft, you got the NBA free agency. Oh, and what happens at the end of the week? Oh, NBA Summer League with Zion and RJ leading it off in Vegas. So the NBA and their marketing machine and their business model in terms of how they kind of keep interest is making them money hand over fist right now. But free agency, bring it on. Let's see what happens.
All right, so I'm going to give you some names. I'm just going to throw some names out there to you. And these are the other names that are in the NBA free agency market. You know, we've mentioned the top or the big three, if you will. But, you know, guys like Austin Rivers are out there. Ricky Rubio is out there, which that could be an interesting fit if he were to go to the Lakers because, you know, with LeBron and AD, you're going to need a guy to throw him the ball, and Rubio might be a nice fit there if you ask me. The Bucks waive George Hill. I'll be interested to see if they bring him back. Terrence Ross, he's another guy, a wing guy that you know shoots the ball relatively well. Kevon Looney, he's a free agent, but I'm going to assume that he'll wind up going back to the Warriors would be my guess. JaVale McGee, I think this guy fits in nicely with the Lakers, to be honest with you. And I think they'd be smart in trying to re-sign this guy. He had a pretty decent season for them, you know, so I don't know. That's interesting. Robin Lopez, another free agent guy. Rodney Hood, another free agent that's out there.
Brooke.
Kentavis Caldwell-Pope. Yeah, Brooke Lopez is out there too. But he's one of the guys that, you know, I think he's a little bit more marquee. Jeff Green is out there. You got Joakim Noah who's out there. You got Enes Kanter who recently talked about Zion Williamson, and he said that he kind of thought he was he compared him to Julius Randle. Like, I mean, in all honesty, like, Julius Randle did not have a terrible season last year. I think the guy scored over 20 points and averaged 10 rebounds a game. That's not really all that bad. Was Enes Kanter dogging him? Was he dogging Julius Randle? Like, what was the point of him coming out and talking about Zion in that sense?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, I saw the interview because he did that with Colin Cowherd.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those things where I just kind of took it where he was kind of dogging him a little bit. And it's one of those veteran kind of, dude, you haven't done anything in the league and you're getting all this pub. And it sounded a little jealous. In terms of the publicity that Zion gets, but Zion certainly earned the publicity. I mean, let's just call that what it is. But, you know, if he's going to compare him to Julius Randle, who averaged 20 points or a little over 20 points and 10 rebounds, if Zion can do that his rookie year, I think everybody in New Orleans is going to feel pretty good about the future.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I thought it was an interesting way for Enes Kanter to be throwing shade at people, whether it was at Julius Randle or whether it was at Zion. I mean, I don't know. I just it's interesting. And you know what? Sometimes when you put a microphone in front of people and you have them nice and comfortable, you know, they open up and they say things. So, you know, interesting comments. Thaddeus Young, another guy out there that, you know what, I actually think he's one of those players that – it has a real solid purpose. He can stretch the floor for you, so he'll have some value. Seth Curry is out there, another guy that potentially may wind up going to the Lakers if things work out right. Yeah, Jeremy Lin, you know, he had his run a few years back. He's been pretty quiet. Jeremy Lamb, but I don't know. We'll see where he winds up. I'm not sure. Isaiah Thomas, man, IT, what happened to this cat? Jeez. Think about the rough go that he's had ever since he left Boston, Mike. I mean, this guy was the most clutch guy in the fourth quarter for like 2 years, and now he's having trouble finding a spot in the league.
Yeah, he is, and it's kind of sad because he was playing his way into a big money contract, $100 million contract, and, you know, unfortunately he gets that hip injury, which, you know, set him back and sent him packing to Cleveland for the most part, and just to see where he's at now, it's just, I don't know if I want to say sad, but it's certainly unfortunate for him because certainly, you know, everybody knows that I'm a Boston fan and a Celtic fan since, you know, I was knee high in the sky. So it was, you know, to see where he's at, you know, and how clutch he was, like you said, for Boston, is just unfortunate. But, you know, one of those things that goes with all this free agency is, you know, I learned this morning that 40% of the NBA are free agents this year. So it's just gonna be fun. Bottom line, to see where all these guys end up. I'm interested to see where Al Horford ends up. You know, who's gonna pay him? You know, the 20 to maybe 25 million that he's probably looking for in a 4-year deal for a 33-year-old, forward center kind of guy who is a solid dude. Like, I'm still upset that he's leaving Boston, but I'm coming to the realization that, you know, I think Danny knows what he's doing. He doesn't want to sign some guy till he's 37 for 20 to 25 million. I kind of get it, but sometimes that locker room presence is more important than what you're paying him. But, you know, we'll move forward. What about Derrick Rose? You know, is he going to end up in Detroit?
Yeah, hey, it looks like he's going to sign with them, probably a 2-year deal. Let me just jump on there real quick. It's kind of crazy when you think about Boston and what's happened in the past couple years over there. We were talking about them being a team to be reckoned with for like the next decade. And now all of a sudden that is being broken up and they're not going to be the team that people thought they were. As far as Al Horford goes, I think a good landing spot for him might be the Dallas Mavericks. So we'll see how that all shakes out, but I could see him winding up with the Dallas Mavericks. Can you believe Vince Carter's still playing basketball at 42? It's unreal. I mean, this guy's still hanging around there somehow, some way, but that's a free agent that's out there. And we just mentioned Derrick Rose, but it looks like Derrick Rose is going to wind up going to, the Detroit Pistons. Like you said, DeMarcus Cousins, he was playing. He played basically with a bad, he played with a bad, whatever happened to his Achilles, and then also his quad or whatever. Look, the guy was out there trying to play as best he could, but the truth is that just too banged up at this point. But those are some of the names that are out there, man. It's not just the big three like we've been mentioning. There's a lot of value out there, and I think that's what I was trying to tell you or get my point across with the names that I was throwing at you is there's value out there. This is one of the better free agent markets that we've ever seen as far as the NBA goes, Mike.
No, it is. I absolutely agree with that. And just the drama, man, that all this is going to take on in the next few hours and next few days and even going into maybe next week in terms of who's signing where. But, you know, let me ask you this. And, I don't really go back and forth with it, but what should the Lakers do? You know, if you're LA, you got enough money to go after another max player, but you still got to fill in the roster. I mean, I'm one of those people that you got to fill in the roster. You got to create some depth, you know, for your team because you got, three guys that are under contract right now. Like, what do you do if you're the Lakers?
If I'm the Lakers, I do my best to go out there and get another superstar. I'm sorry, but you don't think that they would get guys crawling out of the woodwork to go out and play with LeBron and Anthony Davis and potentially Kawhi Leonard? I don't really think you need to put much around those guys, to be honest with you, Mike. I think you just need some freaking bodies, man. You need, like, warm bodies. I think that ultimately, if they can't get themselves, you know, another big splash like that, then the obvious smart move is to use that money a little bit more wisely and get two or three guys potentially that you can get for 12 to 13 million or 10 to 12 million a piece. But this is LA, bro. I'm sorry, man. They're going for that big splash. It would honestly be mind-boggling to me that they don't pick up a third star. But we'll see what happens. It is LA for a reason, man. It's La La Land. So we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We're going to come back and wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Shot clock at 5. Kevin Durant way outside, delivers! Kevin Durant from downtown, it's a 6-point game!
Durant with the stuff! It counts with a foul!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Butler with 4 seconds left. Butler denied by James. And Smith calls a timeout. Heads up play by Smith as he turned and called the timeout after the rejection from James.
Trying to expand the Jimmy Butler empire into the tech space. I'm thinking Jimmy Butler dating app, maybe Butler book.
I like it.
Jimmy face.
These are all good ideas.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
LeBron James coming to the studio.
Sounds kind of like a terrible idea to me, if you ask me, about Jimmy Buckets there. Jimmy Butler getting a little crazy with himself. Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us many different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out that website, too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hour number one, just about here in the books, Mike, flown by like always. Cruises when we talk sports, but really excited to talk to you in the next hour, continuing the conversation about free agency, maybe talk a little tennis, maybe talk a little golf, maybe talk a little football. So obviously the whole gamut is wide open for us, but man, NBA free agency, dude, it's like got its own, it has like its own little part in the whole sports realm of things. You know, we have the regular season of the NBA basketball, but I got to tell you, man, the off season might be more interesting than the regular season, Mike.
No, it is. I think for many people, and I might even put myself in there, because, you know, over the course of 82 games, a game on a Wednesday night between Phoenix and Portland may not get too many eyes on it. But you were talking about all these guys switching teams and stuff. That's going to include the whole country. So yeah, it's certainly a fun time in the NBA.
Something else we'll talk about too, because you just brought it up, and I don't know if you meant to do it or not, but the amount of games, 82 games, maybe not playing 82 games here in the near future. So we'll get into that and a whole lot more. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two is on the horizon. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at Osan Air Force Base, south of Seoul, South Korea, speaking to members of the U.S. military before heading back here to the United States.
And I said, you know, this was unexpected, and we're going to keep a lot of thousands of great military people waiting. But that's what you do. You love your country. And that was a good thing to do, right? I said, they'll understand.
Earlier, a historic meeting as President Trump shakes hands again with Kim Jong-un and steps into North Korea.
It was an honor that you asked me to step over that line, and I was proud to step over the line. I thought you might do that. I wasn't sure, but I was ready to do it.
The meeting coming together in about 24 hours after President Trump tweets telling Kim he would be in the area and wanted to say hello.
If he didn't show up, the press was going to make me look very bad. So you made us both look good, and I appreciate it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Checking in with the Democrats now, a new poll finds former Vice President Joe Biden slipping since his poor debate performance. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story from Washington, D.C.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's once dominating lead in the Democratic presidential polls slipping now after what many viewed as a poor debate performance last week. His support dropping from over 41% to 31% after the Thursday debate, according to a Morning Consult poll. Kamala Harris earning the biggest bump, gaining 9 points to nearly 17% support since the debates. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The latest now on an abortion clinic in Missouri, USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Missouri's only abortion clinic will remain open until at least August. That ruling from a Missouri commissioner who said there's a likelihood that the clinic will prevail in its license fight with the state. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Drivers in at least 3 states busy filling up their gas tanks before the price goes up. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The states claim they need the additional revenue to repair roads and for mass transit programs. Motorists are filling their tanks now before the increases go into effect July 1st. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there's going to be pain at the pump.
Illinois is raising its state tax 19 cents per gallon. Gas prices there will jump. Ohio is raising their tax 10.5 cents per gallon. And California is raising its gasoline tax 5.6 cents on July 1st. So all three of those states are going to see hefty jumps in gas prices.
I'm John Clemens.
To entertainment news now, singer Elton John taking issue with something Russian President Vladimir Putin says. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Elton John has decided to get into the political debate as he called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by saying that liberalism is obsolete and conflicts with the overwhelming majority in many countries continue. In a story published by the Financial Times newspaper, Putin said the liberal idea has become obsolete. Elton John said this in a statement released that disagrees with Putin's view that pursuing policies that embrace multicultural and sexual diversity are obsolete in our societies. Putin also said Russia has no problem with LGBT persons. He said, let everybody be happy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in another hour of Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that's going on, the free agency frenzy that's about to happen. Wimbledon gets started on Monday. The boys of summer almost at the All-Star break. Man, oh man. Never at a loss for things to talk about in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, you ready to talk another hour of sports with me, brother, or what?
Oh, always ready to talk another hour of sports with you, man. I mean, we got to talk about the World Cup. I mean, if there's
one thing we can't miss out, man.
It's like we got to talk about World Cup, baby.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny that you just said that because, in all honesty, I swear to God, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the World Cup stuff right now. Obviously, you got U.S. women playing England. It's going to be an unbelievable game. We know that. The game that they got through against France, the host country, 2-1 was the final. It was a true battle, man. I watched that game. I know you saw my comment the other day, and I'm like, wow, USA, France, this is some crazy good action. But anyways, a ton to get into. We're going to do it. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
sucks, and 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. If you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor and to hide under hats. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. And for a limited time, receive your first month of Keeps free by going to keeps.com/fish. That's KEEPS.com/fish.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists.
iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about sports, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Mike. So we've been talking a lot about, you know, we talked to John about baseball. We've been talking some NBA free agency stuff. You wanted to talk a little World Cup. Like I said before, I kind of set the tone. You had the women the other day beating the host country, France. It was a great game. I mean, I don't watch a lot of soccer. I don't know about you, but I'm not a huge soccer intaker. But the truth of the matter is when you have events like this, your eyes get a little bit more open and you're a little bit more able to embrace whatever you're checking out. And truth be told, I've been watching this U.S. women's soccer team for a little while now. They're really good. Like, it goes beyond the fact of not having much knowledge about this game. You learn things just by watching these gals play. They play the game the right way. They're aggressive. They get after it. They're physical. I don't see them flopping a lot. I really like the way that they go about their business. I'll be honest, man. It's been a true pleasure to watch this U.S. women's team play.
No, I'm right there with you. I mean, I grew up playing soccer, played it in high school, brothers – play, younger brothers played it the whole thing. So I grew up playing it, have a good understanding of the game. But I'm like you. I mean, I don't intake a lot of it during the MLS season. I'm not up at the crack of dawn watching the Euro leagues during the weekend and, you know, those kind of things. But certainly when the World Cup comes around, I mean, that's a big world event. And like you said, these ladies are playing the game the right way. And I know that's funny that you mentioned they don't flop a lot. That's one thing that I've noticed over the course of this World Cup is that the U.S. team is not a bunch of floppers. They're not trying to exaggerate a call to get the call. They're just playing good, hard, aggressive soccer. And it just so happens that they are the best in the world at it right now. I mean, they're defending World Cup champs. You know, there was talk of them with the Sweden game, but they didn't even have to win. They didn't even have to win or, you know, beat Sweden to get to the next round. And people were like, well, let's just kind of lay back a little bit. Let's not get anybody hurt. And the U.S. team just kind of, you could just tell by their play on the field, just said, no, screw that. We're the number one team in this tournament. We're going to go out and beat everybody. It's everybody else's responsibility to come to us. We're not going to go to them. Yeah, just watching them play has been pure joy. The way they move the ball in the open space, get it up and down the field. And, you know, once they get it into the opponent's side of the field, it is full-on attack mode from there. And it's just been fun to watch, man.
Yeah, it is fun to watch. And I'll tell you what, semifinals going to be a ton of fun. And I wonder if that Megan, I think her last name is Rapone, if I'm not mistaken. I wonder if she comes out, plays the same way that she did. They've got a ton of good players. This team is just absolutely loaded, to be quite honest with you, Mike. But let's set it up, man. You know, the semifinals are going to look like this. England plays the USA. That's Tuesday, July 2nd. And then Wednesday, you got the Netherlands playing Sweden. So I think everybody's kind of, at least I am, I'm hoping for USA-Sweden in the final. And I would imagine that most people are. And I think that gets the eye test, or it's going to get the eyes definitely on that final game for sure. But look, we talk about men's soccer and how bad they are. The women's soccer team is quite the other. You know, they're extremely good. They have a great shot to win this whole thing. And just buckle up, man. I'll tell you what, July 2nd can't come soon enough, Mike.
No, and you're exactly right. And let's face facts. I mean, the men's national team has struggled for years to do anything close to what the women have done. And the men's team is kind of going under a youth movement right now. They are playing good soccer. They're in that Gold Cup. They are playing well. But it's nowhere near what the women's national team has done over the course of years. I mean, ever since they won that World Cup at the Rose Bowl, I believe it was 94, on Chastain's, you know, goal kick there to win it on the free kick there. But it is amazing that they just replenish talent year after year, and they're just loaded every time they get to that World Cup. And it's no wonder why they are, you know, multiple time winners of the World Cup.
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of, look, when we talk about this, our best players or our best athletes in the USA are not necessarily playing soccer. In other countries, it is like you fall out of bed as a baby and you have a soccer ball at your feet. You know what I'm saying? And it's just not the same here in the United States of America. But, hey, this is a way for the game to grow. You get these women out there playing the way that they're playing, winning the World Cup potentially. And I'll tell you what, if that doesn't inspire other young ladies, young boys to go out there and start playing this game, then, Mike, frankly, I don't know what does inspire you. So it takes something like this to have a movement in your wherever you are, in your own society. It takes something like this where you have success. year after year. You build it. If you build it, they will come, right? We've heard that before. I think it's similar in this situation. I think that the women's soccer team, and I think women's soccer moving forward, is going to be pretty strong here in the States.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And, you know, you would think that the movement would have started after the last World Cup that the women's national team won. And this is just going to add to it. It's going to take, you know, if you want those professional leagues for women in this country, it's going to take, you know, another World Cup to maybe set that in motion. But, you know, it's going to take, you know, like I was saying, with the women's professional leagues, it's going to take something. And I don't know what that something is to make it stick. And I don't know if you got thoughts on that or not, but there should be some professional league in this country for women to play. And it's just one of those things where you get around to those women's leagues and for some reason they just don't take hold and they don't last. I mean, you got the WNBA, but who watches the WNBA? I mean, that's the conundrum that the women in these women's leagues fall into. So, you know, I don't know if you got thoughts on that.
Unfortunately, I mean, look, I think a lot of what you're saying, it boils down to this. There's so many options out there for us that are you going to take the time to watch a women's basketball game versus watching a men's national football game? I think that the answer is so obvious. The discussion doesn't even need to take place. But the point is that the interest level in women's sports is not what it is in men's sports. And the way that maybe you make this more interesting, Mike, now this is honestly an idea that I'm thinking of out of left field, right off the top of my head, right now as we're talking. Maybe you combine men and women in sports. If a woman is anywhere close enough to be playing on the professional level as a man, maybe you combine the two and you see what happens in that situation. But otherwise, you know, I don't see it being something where you can have one or two random people wind up trying to play a sport. I think that makes it like a novelty. Whereas if you're going to do this, combine the two. If they're good enough, they're good enough. And for the most part, I know the answer to that question too, or I know the reason why we're not seeing that. But if you want to make it interesting, that might make it interesting, Mike.
No, it certainly could. I would absolutely agree.
All right, I know we hear the music. We got to take a break. Look, that's never going to happen. But the truth is it's the way that would make it somewhat interesting, because you can't have the one or two specials and then say, well, this person can do it, but this other person can't. Well, if you're allowing one, you got to allow the masses. Anyways, we got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Morgan. Alex Morgan! Is it going to be 13? It is. An emphatic victory for the USA. They win by 13 goals to nil.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I am a little more impressed with you.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, coming at you. Another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, always live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your thoughts, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hey, Mike, I don't know if I told you this, but I just wanted to share this with you because it runs with the theme of what we're talking about, which is sports. So Friday night, Katie and I go to an event, which is called the Night of Legends. I don't know if you are familiar with it, have any knowledge about it whatsoever. It was over at the Dream City Church here in Phoenix. Do you know anything about it, first and foremost?
I know nothing about it. I saw stuff on your Facebook about it and our friend Brad's Facebook about it. But other than that, I don't have too much knowledge of what that all entails.
So pretty cool event, man. I'll give you the skinny real quick. Night of Legends, 37th Annual Awards Ceremony was what it was. The Motown Miracles were there singing some tunes, kind of getting everybody into the mood and into the moment. And then you had several awards given out for various reasons. One was given to Daryl Strawberry, so it was kind of cool to see the Straw Man up close in the flesh and in person. A guy still looks like he could play today. Jim McMahon was there, the punky QB who gave my Green Bay Packers fits back in 85, but cool to see Jim McMahon there. Mia Bennett was there as well. You had this girl. This is pretty cool, actually. A young girl who, a runner, just on her way to doing some great things for sure. There was this kid, Jordan Moody, who's an outstanding high school. The girl was a high school student athlete. Same with Jordan. And he's a local kid, which will be kind of fun for us to maybe check into and watch what he does next year. But he's one of very few guys to be a 40, 50, and 90 guy. So shoots 40%, I believe, from three-point – or I'm sorry, from three-point range, shoots 40%, 50% field goals, and then 90% from the free throw line. So this kid can knock it down. There was an award for Kwame Lassiter. Obviously, we know about Kwame and what he did for the Arizona Cardinals and obviously left us way too early. Amy Van Dyken was there, and I really was moved by her. I don't know if you know her story, Mike, but she was a great swimmer, Olympic swimmer, six-time gold medal winner back in the day. Was in a terrible car accident, if I'm not mistaken, an SUV accident, ATV. I'm sorry, I've got Katie giving ATV, me the info as we're coming on the air here. So this is all happening live. This isn't made up. This is just coming out. And you know, her story was just so moving, man. You know, paralyzed in a wheelchair, but. You know what? She hasn't lost her inspiration for going out there and being somebody that's still very motivating to people. Archie Griffin was there, the great running back from the Ohio State. Lou Holtz got an award there, and I found that to be one of the cooler moments of the night. Lou's just got a lot of color, a lot of personality, and you had guys like Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, if you remember him. He was one of the hosts. Joe Jackson, football player from the Minnesota Vikings, big defensive end. He was one of the hosts. And then J.D. Hill, a guy that you, if I'm not mistaken, you and I maybe got the opportunity to interview him, you know, locally here in Phoenix when Frank Kush passed away. So.
Yep.
I heard a really amazing story that night, and I'm going to share it with you and obviously our listening audience. That it blew me away, man. It was just crazy because there's all these stars and all these, you know, former athletes in the audience, and Louis Sharp, obviously a friend of ours, was the reason that I was there in the first place, and the reason that Brad was there too. But truth be told. It was just a really, really cool night. And one of the things that I took away from the night, Mike, was the story that I heard from J.D. Hill about how his career ended. I don't think many people know about this story. And if they do, you know, so be it. Do you have any clue what happened to J.D. Hill and how his career ended?
I do not.
All right, so I'm going to share it with you, and this is, it was so moving and so touching to hear this story, and you could actually hear the pain coming out of the voice of Doug Plank when he told the story. So Doug Plank and J.D. Hill played at the same time, and if you're not familiar with either one of these two guys, well, J.D. Hill was a wide receiver. Doug Plank was one hell of a tough SOB. I'll be honest with you. Nobody wanted to mess with Doug Plank on the football field. This guy he played for the Bears. He was a coach. You know, he was a safety. So hitting was in his nature. And J.D. Hill was making a play, and somehow. Doug Plank was on the field and he was going after JD, and he got JD from behind. And basically whatever it did was it must have knocked JD's leg, you know, basically out of his skin. And hearing Doug and JD tell this story and sitting there embracing with each other, and I almost thought that Doug was going to come to tears. I'll be honest with you. You could just see the emotions running wild as JD was telling this story. And you know, Doug, you know, they say they have a word, a moment with each other. And you know, JD says, you know, how you doing? And Doug says, I was doing great until you said that story. And just he said it basically brought him back to that moment in time. and he relived it. And you know what? Seeing him relive it when he is 66 years old was extremely painful, Mike. And the emotions that this guy had, indescribable, man. Honestly, you had to be there in the moment to understand it. And hopefully I'm painting a picture, but the pain that Doug had from that hit on JD Hill, it resonates with him today. It's unbelievable, man.
No, I would think it would. I mean, because it sounds like he ended JD's career right then and there, and time heals all wounds, in a matter of speaking. But it doesn't take much for anybody who's gone through a life altering situation like that, or it's losing a parent, or losing a child, or anything, and you just get back, you just put yourself back in that moment. You remember the moment, and the feelings can be as raw as they were the day that it happened. So the way you painted the picture was exactly kind of how I was, it was kind of going in my head in terms of that.
And it's interesting to hear Doug talk about it. He was like, being hit is one side of it. And then being the hitter is the other side of it. And he said, you go out there and you wonder if it's all worth all the pain and everything that you put into it. And then, JD asked him, would you do it again? And, just like any warrior would say, of course, absolutely, I would do it over and over and over. But it's amazing when you see guys that have played and they're no longer playing, and the real emotions, the real pain that they took away from the game. Yeah, they had a blast when they were doing it, man, and it was the most unbelievable time of their lives. But all the blood, sweat, and tears that they put into that game really took its toll on these guys, and you could just see it. It was real raw emotion there from Doug Plank, and I got to see it firsthand. It was really cool. Anyways, that was my weekend, brother. I wanted to share it with you. So, gotta take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll wrap about the sports world again. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Who saw that coming, Doctor?
Losing hair sucks, and 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com.
If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Tom Ennis.
Kuzma will work for Evan. Ennis will attack. He dives all the way and gives it under to Bourne. He has it rejected. Now it's a 5-on-2. Lakers slow getting back. Butler shoots and scores.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the NBA free agency market. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And, you know, I'm listening to that clip, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, Jimmy Butler is he's a good player. He's a solid, very good basketball player, don't get me wrong. And I'm thinking to myself, well, he's going to talk to Miami. He's going to go talk to Houston. When in actuality, in reality here, the best situation for him would most likely, in my humble opinion, Mike, would be to stay in Philadelphia. And the same thing for Tobias Harris. You stay there. You didn't give that enough time to see if it worked. And I understand. I get it. I know what it's all about. It's all about making the dollar bills, man. I get it. I totally get it. All these dudes do these days is they jump ship and they go and they get paid. I get it. I totally freaking get it. But at the end of the day, my humble opinion, I think the best situation for Jimmy Butler and quite honestly, for Chris Middleton, for several other guys that are out there, the best situation is stay in the situation you're in and try to win a championship where you're at instead of going places and chasing them. What say you, Mike Wilson?
Ditto. That's about what I have to say. The thing in Philly that makes it interesting, if they're going to keep Butler and Tobias Harris, I like. I would take him on Boston in a heartbeat. But they got to think about, you know, they're going to have Ben Simmons coming up and being qualifying for his extension. And then maybe, you know, if they don't get the extension done, then, you know, the max is coming up. So they're going to have money having to be spent there. So, you know, what do you do? I understand that Philly's also talked to Jimmy Buckets about, you know, maybe doing, you know, a sign and trade kind of thing. So they've cracked that door open a little bit because I believe Butler's talked about maybe a sign and trade as well. But, you know, look, you're going to go chasing rings And let's face it, you really think you're going to get a ring in Miami? Like, what the hell are you talking to Miami about if you want that ring? If he goes to Miami, then I know it's about the money, because it ain't necessarily about winning. And because they just don't really have the talent to win not a national championship, but an NBA championship there. Stay in Philly. You got the talent, you got the coach, you got the organization up top. Stay there. That's why, you know, it's, and not that this is exactly the same situation, because he's not chasing rings. He already has his rings. And in terms of KD, you want to go from an organization that's pretty well defined and organized in Golden State to kind of it's got better, but it's still kind of a mess in New York. Like, I don't get that. And I don't understand how these guys can leave so much money on the table. You know, I understand, you know, KD, he makes $250-300 million off his Nike contract and different things with Silicon Valley that he has going on. But there's a reason why these owners have the amount of money that they have. They don't give up money. And some of these players are just, I don't know, to me, it just boggles my mind. And I don't know what your thoughts about on that whole thing, but it really just boggles the mind that some of these players are willing to leave so much money on the table.
Well, here's the deal. The reason why Kevin Durant is willing to leave $31.5 million on the table is because if he doesn't do that deal and he doesn't take, you know, that option, he's going to wind up, and he becomes a free agent, he winds up making $38 million plus, at least for the next year. So ultimately, man, it is absolutely 100% about money to all of these guys, okay? I'm sorry. I'm not buying anything that anybody sells me other than the fact that it's all about money, okay? Because at the end of the day, man, what's the difference between $31.5 million and $38 million, okay? I know it's $6.5 million bucks. I get it, okay? But my point is what can Kevin Durant do with $38 million that he can't do with $31 million? All right? So what it is it's the players having way too much control. The players basically control the NBA, man. And in every sport other than the NFL, and in that one, I feel like those guys are getting screwed. They should have more control because of the wear and tear that their bodies go through. And then what happens to them mentally, physically, and emotionally after they're done. I mean, it's ridiculous. Again, I saw it firsthand on Friday night, dude. I really did. I saw it. I saw a guy that you could tell he ain't all there, man. I'm sorry. He ain't all there. And he laid too many guys out. And throughout the years, you know, he took a bunch of hits himself, I'm sure. But the point is, these guys control way too much. And I don't know what they can do to get it back in control. But on the topic of what we're talking about, New York, L.A., do you think that the NBA needs those places to – is the NBA better when New York – and L.A. are good basketball teams? Or are you like me and, look, man, I'm all about things have cycles, you know? Someone's going to be good for a while. Someone else is going to be good for a while. Things happen in cycles, and they'll get back to it. But what's sort of happening now is you're kind of like you're forcing it with your hand by making certain things happen. Are you into the way that – the NBA or whoever is pushing people in certain directions? Or are you like me and think that things happen in cycles? And you know what? When it's LA's turn, it'll be LA's turn. Let's not force it so that LA has to have a turn.
Right. No, I'm with you. Everything has its time. Everything, like you said, it's in a cycle. When LA is going to be good, LA is going to be good. And when New York is going to be good at the end of the millennia, you know, it's going to be their time to be good. I think you and I are like most fans where you don't like to be force fed something, and it kind of seems like they're trying to force feed New York and LA, especially the Lakers. When we talk about LA, you don't necessarily, and NBA, you don't necessarily talk about the Clippers. It's a Laker town. And personally, like, as far as the Lakers are concerned, they can be as bad as they want to be for the next, however, I don't care, being a Celtic guy. But, I just think when it's time for teams to be good, it's time for teams to be good. Like Milwaukee, it's their time to be good. It's their time to shine. It's their time to make their mark. Let's enjoy the ride.
With that being said, they've got to do what they've got to do too to have that happen. You know, like, they have to sign Malcolm Brogdon. They have to sign Brook Lopez. Mirotić, we already know he wasn't going to be a part of it, and the guy ran off to the EuroLeague, which was probably a smart move because, truth be told, he couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat in the NBA, at least for the Milwaukee Bucks in the postseason. So go get your money, run to Europe, and take that cash. And then they have to I'm going to say this because it's the truth. They're going to have to overpay Chris Middleton. And in my heart of hearts, in my real mind, do I think that Chris Middleton is a max player? Hell no. But you know what? In the way that in the landscape of the NBA today, he is, Mike. And do I think Kemba Walker should be getting $141 million, $35 million plus a year? No, man. Are you crazy? Are you kidding me? But again, that's the landscape of the NBA today, Mike.
Yes, it is. And, you know, what we saw the last couple of weeks, or last couple of years, excuse me, with the cap going up and all these guys getting all this amounts of money, you're like, there's no way that player is worth 15, 18, 20 million. But the market bears what the market will bear, and these players' careers only good for so long. And so, you know, I don't blame them for signing these deals for hundreds of millions of dollars and tens of millions of dollars per year. It just what it is. But like we were saying earlier, buddy, don't force feed us. Like, these teams have to be good for the vitality of the league, because the NBA is just one of those leagues, or if not the league, that can survive, an LA team not being good for a while, New York
We've been witnesses to that for the past 6 years, okay? And then sending LeBron James there didn't change that either. So we'll see how things shake out. Let me ask you this real quickly. So ideally, what it looks like, at least what I'm thinking, this is the scenario that's running through my head. I do see Kawhi and KD teaming up in a couple of different scenarios. And the one that makes the most sense to me is that they do go to LA and that they play for the Clippers. Okay. So that's very, very reasonable. The other one that I see is maybe the two of them going to New York. I don't see that one because I think that they have a lot more to go. So if you're making this move and you want to compete for a championship next year, and that's without KD, okay? Because KD's not playing next year, dude, all right? So if these two guys go together and they want a window of winning next year, it's got to be the Clippers, man. I'm sorry, but I'm putting it all together in my head. The Clippers makes the most sense out of any team. It makes more sense. To me, that makes more sense than the LA Lakers do for one of these guys, like Kawhi. It makes more sense for Kawhi to go to the Clippers than it does for him to go to the Lakers. Therefore, he's either going to the Clippers or he's going to Toronto. That's my humble opinion. What say you, brother?
No, I once again, I'll just say ditto. Those are the two options, and I think that those are the two options that most people who cover sports and talk about sports think it's going to happen.
Realistically, KD's either going to the Clippers or he's staying in Golden State. Those are my opinions there too.
Right. No, I absolutely agree. Just think, the same building, Kawhi and KD AD and LeBron battling each other out for the hearts and minds of Los Angeles. That would be kind of fun to watch, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is honestly the best case scenario and the most likely scenario to have happen. They're going to La La Land, but it ain't for the Lakers, it's for the Clippers. All right, people, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and wrap things up with some final thoughts like we always do. He's Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf, and this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Oh, that is awesome. All right, everybody. Welcome back in. Final time here today. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Can always get at us. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out that website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, as you know, parting shot time. You are up, my friend.
Party shot time goes out to Kyrie Irving. I'm just going to tell him to kick rocks. Have fun in Brooklyn, buddy. Have a great time with that mess. Kemba, let's do it. Get the ball out there and start feeding Brown and Tatum and everybody else. Boston will be back. Kick rocks, Kyrie.
Hey, you're not bitter, are you, or what?
Oh, dude, he can go back to Duke and everything and kick rocks for all I care.
All right, so my parting shot is not telling people to kick rocks, but it is about the NBA free agency frenzy that we are about to embark upon. Wow, man. I think something like 78 NBA free agent players out there. And we've talked about a very few, although I did list out about 20 of them. All I can say is this. There's going to be some unbelievable amounts of dollars being exchanged. Guys are going to get paid. And you know what? If they want to tell you that it ain't about the money, I'm telling you what. They're all full of you know what. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the money. When you're turning down $31.5 million because you know you can make upwards of $38 plus, it's all about the money, man. And that's what it's about. So anyways, I know I hear the music. We got to get the heck out of Dodge. For Mike, for John Poulter, and Scott on the other side making it all possible, I would be the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey! Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.